Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Salesforce, the global leader in customer relationship management CRM software and a pioneer in cloud computing. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Salesforce has built a reputation as a forward-thinking company, not just in technology, but also in corporate culture and social responsibility. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and the bandwagon effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product innovation and market expansion?
Overconfidence is a significant factor in Salesforce's approach to business, particularly under the leadership of CEO Marc Benioff. The company's aggressive expansion into new markets and its continuous development of innovative products, such as the acquisition of Slack and Tableau, reflect a strong belief in their ability to lead the market and set trends. This confidence has driven Salesforce to make bold moves that have paid off, but it also carries risks if they overextend themselves or misjudge market demand. The bandwagon effect plays a role as well, Salesforce's strong brand and market.
And this focus on innovation and market leadership has helped Salesforce maintain a strong position in the tech industry, appealing to both customers and investors who are looking for growth potential in a rapidly evolving sector.
Exactly. Salesforce's commitment to staying ahead of the curve appeals to investors who are looking for a company that's not just part of the market but actively shaping it. However, this approach also requires Salesforce to be vigilant about the risks associated with rapid expansion and the need to consistently meet high expectations.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Salesforce. The tech industry has been under increasing pressure to improve DEI, and Salesforce has been vocal about its commitment to these values. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Salesforce's approach to DEI is central to its corporate identity and business strategy. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's innovation capacity by bringing diverse perspectives to problem solving and product development. This diversity is crucial for a company that serves a global customer base with varying needs and expectations. Additionally, Salesforce's commitment to DEI can signal to investors that the company is socially responsible and forward-thinking, which can enhance its reputation and appeal, particularly among ESG-focused investors.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in the tech sector, where the ability to innovate and adapt to changing demographics is key to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Salesforce not only enhances its ability to innovate, but also positions itself as a leader in corporate responsibility, making it more attractive to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Salesforce operates in over 150 countries and serves a wide range of industries. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Salesforce's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs of different markets while maintaining a consistent brand and technology platform. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with international expansion and diverse customer needs. Salesforce's ability to localize its offerings, such as integrating local languages and compliance features, allows it to effectively compete in various regions while maintaining its global presence. This approach helps Salesforce mitigate risks associated.
And this adaptability is especially important for Salesforce as they face competition from both local software providers and other global tech giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Salesforce's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a strong competitor in the global tech industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in technology, customer expectations, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Salesforce to other companies in the tech industry like Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Salesforce's dynamics are often compared to other enterprise software giants like Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP, particularly in their approach to cloud computing and customer relationship management. Salesforce's strong emphasis on innovation and its cloud-first strategy have made it a leader in CRM, appealing to investors looking for high growth potential in the cloud software space. Microsoft, with its broader range of products and services, including Azure and Office 365, appeals to investors who value diversification and market dominance. Oracle and SAP, which have more traditional enterprise.
And unlike Oracle and SAP, which have more established and traditional enterprise software models, Salesforce's focus on cloud-based solutions and rapid innovation presents both a high growth opportunity and the challenge of maintaining that momentum in a competitive market. To sum up, Salesforce's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their innovation strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DDI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Salesforce's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.